Good morning from the heart of Austin. We are just off Congress. I'm with Aliza. Did I say it right?
It's Aliza, you're right.
Close. You are member number 10 of the RV. We picked you up yesterday.
I'm the 10th edition. You came in the chariot, the golden chariot.
You've iterated 10 times. You're the 10th version.
I'm the 10th generation. B.10.
So what's a day-to-day life for you? What goes on in your life? What are you most excited about, and what does Austin do for you with that?
Well, so far, it's about serendipity. It's about just being open and not having a plan. And I'm very strategic in my work, so I love in my life just letting things happen. And so far, great things have happened already.
So tell me a little bit about the Wine Sisterhood, because the Wine Sisterhood were gracious enough to sponsor some bits and pieces for the trip, which was fantastic, and we consumed them, and I loved them very much. And so, mad props to the Wine Sisterhood. What does that involve? Who does that involve, and where do they gather? What's that about?
Well, the Wine Sisterhood is an online community for women who enjoy wine, but also it's about gatherings and getting together with your girlfriends. And we also love wine misters, and it appears that you had a wine mister experience.
Yeah, I did indeed.
And it's also a company that produces brands of wine, and they use their online community as a sounding board, and they provide perks and information to educate, inspire, and empower women.
Wow, that's amazing. How long has the sisterhood been going?
Well, the sisterhood was started, I believe, around 2009, and it's primarily just a social media or social network-oriented experience.
Right.
It hasn't had a lot of offline, except once a year, there's a gathering in Napa.
I saw the big picture on the front of the website of this big table that looked like it was inside a warehouse. With wine all around them.
Wine cellar,
right,
with barrels everywhere.
Right, right.
That was last year's, the lobster feed.
Okay.
And it's just this wonderful experience of food and wine, but also friendship, meeting new friends. It's not even about networking per se. It's about connecting with other women who have similar interests. And it's been brilliant. I love working with them. I'm a consultant to them. And I love the exposure to things that are very new.
Cool.
And wine I'm still learning about.
So while you're in Austin, what would be, you know, the best takeaway that you could have? I know you were saying earlier you just sort of let it freely, organically grow around you and things sort of happen. If there was something that you would love to be able to take away from Austin, what would it be? Anything in particular? Somebody you would like to meet, maybe?
Well, you know, it's actually, when you say what I'd like to take away, I've actually come here with an intention to give, to give back. So if I have the opportunity to give some of my knowledge, some of my time and skills to people I meet here, then I will have taken away exactly what I want to do.